Greetings. We have been talking about being in Christ these last several days. Today's day six of our seven-day series of being in Christ. My name is Steve Clark, and we've seen some of the benefits of being in Christ from the Scriptures. We've also seen out of the Scriptures some promises that are given to those who are in Christ. And then yesterday we looked at how a person is in Christ. How does he get to be in Christ? We looked at many different, several different passages. I also went over a little bit, very quickly, over a little tract that I wrote several years ago, Coming to God the Way He Demands. And I'd be happy to send you a copy of that if you'd like. I'd be happy to send that to you. And if you have any questions about being in Christ, or you want some help in getting born again or becoming in Christ, you can leave a message on our Fountain of Life voicemail by pressing 099, and you can actually do that at any time. It'll take you out of this teaching right now and put you back to the main message, or main menu, sorry, and then our voicemail is 99 or 099. Or you can call my cell phone at 717-333-1786. And again, my name is Steve. I'm not always available to answer it, but I sure will if I can. Well, today what I want to look at are some verses in Romans 8. And these verses are very important because it shows what a person is like if he is in Christ. And I think that's important because, you know, what is a person going to be like? How's he going to act? What's he going to do if he is in Christ? And we looked at some of that, I think, even the first day, where it says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So he's going to be different. He's going to be a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. And that, even that little last phrase, all things are of God, really sums it up, what it really is to be in Christ. That we think differently now. We live differently. We have different goals and visions, and we have different concerns and different desires. Just those kind of things. It's our life really changes when we're in Christ. Well, today, like I said, I want to be in Romans 8. And to understand, well, first of all, let's just read the first few verses. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's a therefore there. It's the third word in that verse. There is therefore now no condemnation. That therefore refers to something previous. Anytime you see a therefore or a wherefore, you should go back to see what it's there for or where or why it's there. And if you know about Romans 7, it's a passage that's often not, I think we can relate to it, but we don't really understand it very well sometimes. And I'm not saying that I have all the knowledge of what this is talking about, but let's just read a little bit out of chapter 7. There's a huge struggle here. The Apostle Paul is writing this. I don't know if it's his testimony of before he was saved or what it's like, but this is, he writes it in the first person. Now then, okay, verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that is a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Okay, so then he goes on, he says, verse 24, he says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And then that's the end of chapter 7. Then it says, there is therefore now no condemnation. He's referring to what he just wrote there, and he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And that's the phrase that we're looking at this week, in Christ or in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay, Paul, that's good to say, but how do we do that? You walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, he's going to tell us here, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, there it is again, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So it seems that if we are in Christ Jesus, we're no longer in this battle that's going on, like it talks about in verse chapter 7 there, and we're going to be free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. And that word condemned means to judge. To judge against. And then verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. So the righteousness which is of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So here it is where if you are in Christ Jesus, this is what it's going to look like. You are going to mind, or for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are going to be after the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. And that seems to be what he's talking about there in chapter 7, that just a carnal mind, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so if you would ask yourself this question, what are you? Are you spiritually minded or are you carnally minded? And just be honest with yourself. You know, am I spiritually minded or am I carnally minded? What is it that I think about all the time or most of the time? Even like when I'm at church or whatever. Maybe I'm listening to the sermon partly or whatever, but you know, I can't wait till the sermon gets done because I want to, you know, go visit with my friends or whatever. And, you know, what is your mind? Where is your mind? Are you carnally minded or are you spiritually minded? It's just a simple little test for us, but it really tells us a lot during the day. Is it just about carnal things all the time, or are you spiritually minded? You're thinking about the lost souls that are around you. You're thinking about what God has done for you. Thinking about the scriptures and maybe even singing songs and quoting or, you know, thinking about verses in the Bible. What is your mind? Is it carnally minded or is it spiritually minded? If it's carnally minded, it's death. But if it's spiritually minded, it's life and peace. So this is a real good test to see whether you are in Christ or whether you are not. You might be a very religious person. You might go to church every time you can, and you might even go through the motions of, you know, praying. Okay, you get down and on your knees and pray for 5 minutes, or you read the Bible for, you know, do your chapter or whatever it might be. You can be religious, and it's very easy to be religious, but not to really be spiritually minded. I hope I'm making sense. to you here. And if, you know, if these words are convicting, well, let it be so. Let it be convicting in your heart, and deal with those things, and work in your heart, or let God work in your heart, and let Him change your life, because you can be changed. So this is just a little test here in chapter 8 of Romans. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You can look at music. You can look at the things that you love. What is it that really excites you and that you love? Are they the carnal things or are they the spiritual things? And yeah, it's not just being religious, you know, going to church and talking about who had an accident or who died or who is getting married or who, what date, you know, something about the who's dating, the new dating couple or whatever it may be. It's not, you know, just a social event, social club, but it's actually a spiritually minded situation where you want to go to church because you know that the Word of God is going to be preached and you're just sitting there wanting to hear from God and wanting to be strengthened in your life. Where is your mind? Is it carnally minded or spiritually minded? I just give you those as example. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Okay, I guess I've skipped verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity, or it's an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if, there's a big word if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So this is talking about being in Christ, having the Spirit of Christ, being in Christ. And then verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, see there's a, it's not just you in Christ, but it's Christ in you also. That's beautiful. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Not only just right standing with God, but also right living. A right standing with God produces right living. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if we live after the flesh, you shall die. There it is again. But if you through the Spirit do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, there's much, we could just continue on there in Romans chapter 8, but I think I'm going to stop with that. I just encourage you to think about these things. Where are you at? You know, you're the only one that knows. You and God really are the only one that knows. Am I really carnally minded or spiritually minded? And if you want to be in Christ and have all those promises and benefits and blessings, and you want to have your life changed, then you need to be in Christ. You need to have the Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ dwelling in you, like it says here. So I just leave that with you as a challenge and as an encouragement, as an inspiration. And I pray that you would really consider these things. So like I said, if you can leave a voicemail on our mailbox by pressing 099. There's also some numbers there that you can call. Mose and myself are mentioned there with our phone numbers again. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.